The end of the year is when a lot of the big movies come out, like the release of Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, this past weekend. It's also when nominations for some of the biggest film awards start to come out. Golden Globe nominations were just announced last week.
So we're looking back at the movies that came out in 2016, and we're looking forward to what's coming out before the end of the year. We want to hear from you, too, at 800-642-1234. What's the best movie you saw this past year? Would you recommend seeing it in theaters? And what are you excited to see in the last couple of weeks of 2016? Call us now at 800-642-1234. And you can also post on the Central Time Facebook page.
Reggie Ponder joins us now to talk about the best movies of 2016. He's known as Reggie the Real Critic. He appears weekly on Vocalo in Chicago and critiques movies for other media outlets as well. Reggie, welcome back.
Hey guys, I'm glad to be back, and I just want to warn you, I'm not a singer, but I will tell you this. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
I'd say you are a singer.
Not bad. Better than me anyway. Before we get into individual movies, Reggie, 2016, on the whole, good year for movies?
Oh man, I think it's a really good year. I think the box office actually shows that, but I also think that the excitement that people have about certain movies shows that as well. There were some duds, and we know it. Every year you have some of those, but I think this was a really good year for 2016.
Well, let's take a look at the Golden Globe nominations, good measure of what was good this year. And the movie Manchester by the Sea came out last month, was nominated for Best Picture in the Drama category. Reggie, can you tell us about this one?
Yeah, this is a film about, and Casey Affleck plays the main character, and this is a film about a guy who has some real problems. I hate to be the spoiler guy, but he did something in his life that makes him depressed and despondent, and his whole life is like that. He's mean, he's angry, he's sullen, any adjective you want to give, but he's trying to work through it. And as he tries to work through it, he has to go through certain people to do so, and people just love the performance by Casey in this one. There's a scene in this movie with Michelle Williams where they're in an alley, and it is so powerful. It's like, I don't know, maybe a minute, maybe 2 minutes at best, but it really shows you how really good writing and good acting will make you like a movie.
Here's a moment, not that scene from the movie with Casey Affleck. He in the movie has to take care of his nephew after the passing of his brother. Here's an exchange between the two.
You're a janitor.
So what?
You could do that anywhere. There's plenty of toilets and clogged up drains all over town.
I don't want to.
All my friends are here. I'm on the hockey team. I'm on the basketball team. I got to maintain our boat now. I work on George's boat 2 days a week. I got two girlfriends, and I'm in a band. You're a janitor in Quincy. What the hell do you care where you live?
And Casey Affleck got a nomination for Best Performance in this one. You were saying it's a powerful performance.
It is definitely a powerful performance. I will tell you, for my liking, I didn't like the characters at all. And and when you do a movie like this, you have to do something, I think, that makes you have empathy for the characters or hate them enough that you love to watch them. And this is an outstanding movie, but for my taste, I just didn't like the characters. Those two fighting all the time just didn't work for me, even though the movie is a good movie, and I recommend people to check it out.
Interesting. Well, let's move on to another one in the drama category. Hell or High Water is another in the Best Picture category. And before we talk about it, let's listen to a snippet from the trailer. And Jeff Bridges, by the way, is also in this one. You'll hear him at the very end.
You hear about these bank robberies? You may get to have some fun before they send you off to the rocking chair yet.
I may have one hunt left in me.
So there's bank robberies. There's an effort to catch the people behind them. Tell us a little more about Hell or High Water, Reggie.
Yeah, this one is... I like westerns. It's not really a western, but it has that western kind of feel. And it's really this divorced father and his ex-con brother, and they kind of resort to these desperate measures, and that's how come you hear them talk about bank robbing. They resort to these desperate measures to try to save their family's ranch in West Texas. And it's all about trying to save the ranch. And it's a heist movie set in the West, and so it feels It feels Western-y to me as well. So this is a good movie, but the pace of it for some people might not be the. And I want to say the same thing for Manchester by the Sea. These are not necessarily fast-paced films, so they develop the character and they move along nicely. But some folks don't. It's hard for some people to just kind of sit down and watch that story develop. And that's what happens during this time of the year.
This is not an easy breezy action heist movie.
Yeah. It's not one of those. It's not one of those where you're like, yeah. But it's good. Good job. They did a good job. And I think it's absolutely worthy of a Best Motion Picture nomination.
We're talking with Reggie Ponder right now about the best movies of 2016. We're going to be looking at the ones that are still to come out in the next couple of weeks. And Reggie, when you're looking at the crop of movies from 2016, what's at the top of your personal list?
The top of my list is Moonlight. This movie is absolutely fantastic, and people should go and see it. In addition to the fact that it deals with someone struggling with their sexuality, it also deals with this issue of being an outsider and how to fit in your community. And the performances in this are absolutely riveting. Barry Jenkins will probably get an Oscar nomination for director for this one. This is your eyes will be glued to the screen on this one.
Here's a moment from this. This is a local father figure / neighborhood drug dealer talking to the main character, Chiron. You can hear the ocean in the background after teaching him how to swim here.
At some point, you got to decide for yourself who you want to be. Can't let nobody make that decision for you.
So talk a little bit more about the story here and Chiron and what he's going through.
So what this film does is it follows this one guy that he has a different name each trip. It's a three stanza, if you will. So he's little, then he's black, and what happens is they show him as a young boy and his struggles there. They show him as a young teenager and his struggles there, and then they show him as a man and his struggles there. And he's trying to navigate his community, but he's also trying to navigate his sexuality. There's a lot of things happening from not having a father figure there, and that's the scene actually reminiscent of the scene that you just played. The performances are really good, and then when you get into actually you automatically get into it because you want to know what's happening with this character.
Sounds like a great one, and one on my list for sure. And I want to pivot now and talk about, we've been focusing on a lot of movies starring men so far. Let's talk about one starring a woman, Amy Adams, in Arrival. This is another one on my to-see list over the holidays. It's been out for a little while, but I think it's going to be hanging around for a bit. What did you think of Arrival, Reggie?
So Amy puts in a good performance. What's really interesting is that Amy always it seems to just get all the roles that she wants, other than the roles that Meryl Streep plays. So it's good that they're not going up for the same ones. But it seems like those two women get whatever role they want. And this is a real solid role for her. But what I'll say about the movie is that this was one where the pace was slow for me. It was also one where the interest, I didn't love the movie, and I liked the acting. So Amy, kudos to her. I'm glad she's getting a nomination. But I can see why the Golden Globes did not give that movie a nomination, because it's not at the top of my list.
Another acting nomination, Jessica Chastain in Miss Sloan. That just came out pretty recently, I think. She's like a high-powered political consultant. I guess that's pretty timely, huh? What did you think of that one?
Absolutely. This is good. This is good. I like this, too, and I actually think that she should get a nomination. But I have to tell you guys, I can't even talk about any of these women, because Natalie Portman will win these awards. She will win for Jackie, hands down. She is fantastic. If you want to get a glimpse of what Jackie O looks like, what Jackie O felt like, what was in her mind as she sat in the car with JFK, this is the movie. It is really good, and she carries it. Without her, there's no movie.
Did that surprise you at all about her, Reggie? I feel like I like Natalie Portman, but I have seldom loved Natalie Portman. And I don't know, I'm kind of surprised to hear you talking in such glowing terms.
I like this. I think I agree with you. I don't sit at home thinking, let me run and see a Natalie Portman film. She's not one of those people for me. But this performance, Fantastic. And, you know, you always have to have a breakout role, and I think this might be it for her. I mean, she's had some good roles, but I think this is it because it really showcases her. When she's on the screen, she has to produce and she has to project, and people will be able to identify with her and what she brings to the table. Really good job.
Talking right now to film critic Reggie Ponder about the best movies of 2016.
And you can join in at 800-642-1234 with your recommendations, or if you're looking for recommendations from Reggie. What was your favorite movie that you saw in the theater this year? What are you planning to see over the next couple of weeks? Do you have some holiday movie watching ahead of you? What do you think deserves a nomination? What's the best picture or performance of the year that you've seen? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
We're picking up our discussion now about the best movies of 2016 with Reggie Ponder, known as Reggie the Real Critic.
You can join in at 800-642-1234. What is your favorite movie that you've seen in 2016 for fun or serious movie business? What should be nominated for Golden Globes if it did or didn't get a nomination for the Oscars when those come around next year? Do you need a recommendation? Do you want to share a recommendation of a movie to watch? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Central Time Facebook page.
And Reggie, I want to ask you about Denzel Washington. He's nominated for Best Actor in a Drama for his performance in Fences. And you said you wouldn't really go for Casey Affleck because you didn't like the character that much. What about Denzel in Fences?
Well, I just want to say, though, I didn't like the character, but I liked Casey. Mm-hmm. He was fantastic mm-hmm. in it. I want to make sure that that's clear. So he is the front runner for winning Best Performance by an actor in a motion picture. But Denzel is right there with him. And Denzel in Fences, for people who don't know about August Wilson's work, I just suggest that people check out August Wilson. He is an American icon, and his writing is just it's so real and relatable, and Denzel brings it to life on the screen. He and Viola, when they're on the screen together, it's actually the whole ensemble, it's one of those movies that you will appreciate because it's about a father who is struggling with his own inability to succeed, and how does he raise his son? Does he raise him with hard love, or does he raise him with optimism? And you get to see that struggle, and you actually get to see what happens with that. Great job by Denzel. And if he wins, he's deserving. I think the two guys for me would be Denzel or Casey Affleck.
Here's a listen to Denzel Washington in Fences talking to his son. This is from the trailer.
A man is supposed to take care of his family. You live in my house, fill your belly with my food, put you behind on my bed because you're my son. It's my duty to take care of you. I owe a responsibility to you. I ain't got to like you.
I will be a good father. It's my duty.
Right.
I don't have to like
you. That's right. It really, really a good... This is up with any of his performances that he's been up for an award for. So again, Denzel does a great job. I know they have Andrew Garfield for Hacksaw Ridge. You got Joel Egerton for Loving, which I think was a lovely film. But I don't think any of those guys come close to Casey and Denzel. And I think those are the front runners. And probably Casey is going to edge this one out.
Let's go to our callers now. We've got Noah with us in Port Edwards. Noah, hi.
Hi. So I have movies that both blew me away this year, both from the earlier part of the year. One was called The Witch, and it was sort of a horror movie, sort of a period piece, this really meticulously researched dialogue that was really brought you to this very alien time and place, which was colonial New England back when, you know, people were very concerned about witches. And the other one was 10 Cloverfield Lane. And I know Hollywood doesn't work this way, but if I were voting on it, John Goodman would get my vote for best actor there. He was just doing so many different things. It was just this very thrilling movie. You don't really know what exactly it is you're watching until the very end, and that's really carried on especially the strength of his performance.
Wow, sounds like a couple of good ones. Noah, thanks for that. Reggie, what do you think of those two?
I really like his comment about John Goodman. Sometimes you get these roles where people, I think, ignore them. But John Goodman did do a lot in this movie. And it was like, wow. I mean, John Goodman put in a really good performance. I just think that those types of films aren't what people would call thespian, you know, these serious kind of films that usually get these kind of nominations. But I really like his comment as it relates to John Goodman.
Noah, thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. We'll go for another movie recommendation from Bob in Green Bay. Bob, hi.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good. What do you have for us, Bob?
Well, I've got a favorite, and I've got a question. I don't know if it's necessarily fair to call my favorite of 2016 because it's so fresh in my memory, but I was really impressed with what Disney did with Rogue One. They a little grittier than what we're used to seeing, and they didn't hold on to some of those hokey norms that we're used to seeing from the Star Wars movies. But then specifically, I wanted to know if Reggie was as excited as I am for the Hollow Point. I've been watching previews, reading up on it. I'm a big fan of all the actors. It looks like Jim Belushi's trying to make a comeback. Looks to me like a Traffic meets No Country for Old Men, and I'm pumped.
Bob, thanks a lot for that. So Rogue, let's take those one at a time, Reggie. Rogue One, your thoughts.
So Rogue One, I think that The Force Awakens was much better, personally. I know that Rogue One shattered the box office. It did really well at the box office, and it's a good, entertaining film. But you know how sometimes when you're reading a book and it has all this detail, and then sometimes when you go to the movie, you don't really need the detail. I'm not sure I needed Rogue One to fill in the detail for me. It's a fine movie. It's a fun movie. I recommend people go out to see it, but I don't think it even comes close to The Force Awakens.
Before we get to Bob's second suggestion, quick listen to some bickering from the team on Rogue One.
Why does she get a blaster and I don't?
What?
I know how to use it.
That's what I'm afraid of. Give it to me.
We're going to Jeddah. That's a war zone.
That's not the point of... Where'd you get it?
I found it.
I find that answer vague and unconvincing.
Vague and unconvincing. And Bob had mentioned another movie, Reggie, Hollow Point. I have not seen a preview. I don't know anything about that one.
I actually haven't seen the preview for that one either. I have heard some things about it, but I'm not as excited because I haven't read up on it. Given this is award season, obviously we're just trying to get through these movies for this year. So I'm not as up to speed, if you will, on that movie. I just want to say one other thing on about Rogue One.
Sure.
Is that, to me, when you go to the movie, the question I would ask folks, if it's like the best movie of the year, do you remember it? When you walk out of that theater, my question is, do you remember all the stuff that happens? Are you really into it? Now, for Star Wars fans, that might be correct. I want to know from people who aren't really Star Wars fans, who might have gone there to see it for the first time, well, does this movie stick with you? And if it does, I think that that's a mark of a fantastic, a memorable, iconic movie.
That's a great way to think about it. Well, here's one, Reggie, that you saw, Collateral Beauty, and it's got three really heavy hitters in it for the cast, Will Smith, Kate Winslet, and Edward Norton. What did you think of this one?
So, this was one where I identified with the characters, but I want to tell you is that I saw this with the Chicago Film Critics contingent, and their awards out as well. They have actually picked their best films, and so I suggest that people go to check that out for the Chicago Film Critics and see what they awarded. And they didn't like it for the most part. This touched me because he was dealing with real elements in life, death, and the characters worked for me, and I thought it was a nice twist. There's some twists in the movie. So for me, this is not a rush out and go see it, but if you've seen all the movies you want to see for the holiday season, I would say, hey, check this one out. I think that you'll be surprised and you'll like it.
Another one on a list you sent us to talk about, Hidden Figures, one I don't know much about. Can you tell us about that one?
That's because it was hidden.
Aha.
Come on.
There you go.
This is about three African-American women who worked for NASA. And most people don't know that women, period, were working for NASA at the time, and they actually did a lot of the math. They were in the background doing a lot of the math for various departments within NASA. And these three African-American women were extremely instrumental in making sure that John Glenn got up and that John Glenn got back. And it really chronicles their story. The history in this is great. And then they have three actors, which is Taraji P. Henson. I don't know why my brain is Octavia Spencer and Janelle Monáe are in it, and wow. they're good. I recommend this as well. Not only just from a history perspective, I think it's a fun movie, and the acting is good. I think that all Octavia and Janelle, I think, are going to be up for some awards for it as well.
Oh, I'm so glad you liked it. I saw the trailer, and it looks so good. I really want to see it. And another trailer that I saw that I thought was for a video game turned out it was for an actual movie, Assassin's Creed. Just briefly, Reggie, what did you think of that one?
So I saw it today. I liked it. I will tell you, I liked it for the action. The action and the fight scenes and all that is you will be pleased. I think that the story was a bit convoluted, and maybe that might be because I'm not a game player. So I'd like to hear from the people who play that game if they felt that this movie was that they did the movie did the game justice. It's good. It's not great, but I enjoyed it. I just wouldn't. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't run out and go check it out.
Oh, Reggie, thanks so much for joining us, and thanks for the serenade at the beginning.
You're welcome. Like I said, the most wonderful time of the year. You guys have a fantastic holiday season, and it's always a pleasure.
Same to you. That was Reggie Potter, known as Reggie the Real Critic, on Central Time.